Hello and welcome back to the Social Dad Podcast. It's been a few, maybe even a month or two. Sorry about that. It's been awfully busy with the return to school and everything else. It's just going nuts. So today I have a special guest, Rowena. Hello.
Hi, James.
How are you?
I'm good.
Great.
How about you?
I am... frantically, you know, being a parent, being a working at home, it's all crazy, isn't it?
It is. It's been quite an interesting period for sure.
Yeah, for the past, you know, couple of years, really.
Yes.
But we are here to talk about Halloween.
Pretty exciting time, exactly, especially when we've been locked up for such a long time. So yes,
yeah,
let's talk Halloween.
Yes. Have you got your costume sorted?
I do not have my costume sorted. I have three children, so I need to make sure that their costumes are sorted first. They're getting a bit older now, so it's actually, I'm missing those days where I could just buy them a dinosaur costume and stick it over their heads and they would be very happy. Now it's become way more complicated. So enjoy those days. I don't know what, you know, where you are on the costuming demands, but they do get more complicated as your children get older.
Yeah. First year she was a strawberry and doesn't really have an opinion because she was like one.
That's right.
And then I think she was a lion for a couple of years. She was very sweet. And that now she is a squirrel.
Aww.
we had to look up, like, I don't think I've ever seen a squirrel outfit. So we had to really hodgepodge that one together. You are at UNICEF, right?
I am. I'm the Chief Program Officer at UNICEF Canada.
Amazing. And how does UNICEF tie into Halloween?
Well, what became a very ingrained Canadian tradition, it started in the 1950s. So any of your listeners who might remember the iconic orange box that all of us were asked to carry around at Halloween, this is pretty much a big part of our childhood. So when I think of Halloween, when I was a kid, I remember the candy. I remember the very cold weather because I grew up in Montreal and often had to wear a snowsuit under my costume, which I was not very happy about. But I also remember carrying around my orange box. And the idea was to go and raise money as you were getting your candy and collect coins from your neighbors. And then be able to deliver that to your school the next day. And it was a big competition who had the heaviest box. And the idea was that it was children helping children around the world. So there was, you know, this is part of parcel of many people's childhoods memories. But we actually, you know, we stopped doing that about in 2006. People don't give coins out very much at the door anymore. Mm-hmm. There were safety issues, security issues. Nobody carries money anymore. There's so many things that changed. But what we did hear from Canadian parents who were children back in the day is that they were looking for that Halloween box to come back. And so a couple of years ago, we actually launched the new Halloween program, which has now become the UNICEF Canada Halloween Walkathon. And it's now completely modernized, and we will, you know, your child will get a digital orange box, and we hope to raise a lot of money with children helping children over the month of October.
That's really cool. I got my donation kit the other day, and it's got a QR code that we wear, you know, on a lanyard around our neck, and it's a good idea. And I think QR codes they were sort of fading away until COVID hit, and then all the restaurants started using it as a menu thing.
That's right.
Incredibly That's right. clever. Really good.
Well, it's interesting, right? I mean, if you think about how digital means of doing everything just suddenly accelerated over COVID, you're right. The QR code looked like it was going to die a pretty early death. But it's back, and people are now used to it. And it's a great way to ensure that your child, first of all, is not carrying around a heavy orange box around their neck, but it's also modern and children get it and they understand. And the beauty of the QR code is it will take you directly to your child's fundraising page. So when you sign up, you have two options. You'll sign up, the system will ask you to create a fundraising page, and then you can email that fundraising page out to your friends and family. The QR code on the back of your digital box will actually enable you to collect money at the door, which is, you know, a nod to the original program UNICEF used to have when I was growing up. So it's, you know, bringing the old with the new into this new modernized view. And it's still got the same great message, though. So
yeah,
it's fun.
It's really good. And I'm pleased that it's gone entirely digital and web-based so that kids don't have to worry about having money and like kids sending their kids out if they're slightly older aren't going to be worried about being jumped and having their money taken off them. It was funny, like I was talking to my wife about it because she's from here. And she remembers the orange boxes and they all used to do it. It was like a little challenge at school. In England, when I was growing up, we didn't really celebrate Halloween at all. It was
right.
It was like an American thing that we kind of saw on TV sometimes, but we didn't really understand it. Now it's, you know, a huge thing, but yeah, it was, you know, we never had it. So this is really cool that I get to enjoy it with my kid. I'm looking forward to it. We've got our costumes ready. I'm going to be a bear.
Nice.
Yeah, you know. Well, she
the bear this... eats squirrels, though, right? Like,
do they?
What message does that send?
Well, maybe I'll just eat her candy.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. There you go.
So, how do you sign up for this? For the walkathon?
Well, it's very, very easy. You go to unicef.ca/Halloween, and everything is right there for you. You put in your name, you can put in, you know, the name of your family's name or your family's team name, whatever you want. And then the system's really easy to use and will actually lead you right into signing up and creating your fundraising page. And then as you did, which is great. And so thank you for signing up. If you sign up by October 18th, you get a great little package in the mail, which is always fun. My children love getting packages in the mail. And inside is going to be a lanyard, which is your digital orange box. And you will get a QR code as well that you can stick on the back. And as I mentioned before, it will lead you directly to your own personalized fundraising page. So the family, this is a great thing for the family to do together. There's so many things. I'm sure you as a parent, James, know how hard COVID and the lockdowns and all of that stuff, disruptions to school have been on children. This is a great thing that they can bring back, you know, to their childhood. Halloween is such a milestone event in a child's life. You know, it's something that we celebrate every year. It's a great time for them also to feel empowered that they too can play a role in changing things for other kids around the world. And that I think is a great lesson that it's never too young to learn.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, I mean that, and, just before Christmas, we always start with, building a donation box.
Right.
And I think because there's so many huge events where, I don't want the excitement of getting everything. I mean, you know, for a kid, it's an easy thing to do. I want to remind her that it's about giving back and supporting the community and other kids and things. I think, I don't know, it's just so easy to get caught up in the purchase of everything. So this is great. I mean, yeah, this is a really nice balance to, I mean, she's still going to get all the candy after I've put her to bed and rustled through all the finding all the full size ones for me, but you know, it's the dad tax, you have to do it.
Yes, agreed.
What's your favorite one?
Coffee crisps.
Nice.
My children know to hide them from me now because it worked out, yeah. Right? It worked out when they were like, coffee, ew. And then they one day tasted a coffee crisp. But now it's like, I literally have to steal it from them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, my daughter hides stuff from me, and it's really annoying. I have to wait till she starts school.
Very annoying.
Working from home, we're going to go and have a rummage about 11 o'clock. yeah, so, okay, amazing. And where do the funds go specifically?
Well, yeah, so they go to what would be considered very, very foundational areas of childhood. So they go towards health, nutrition, water, and education. And all of these things have been greatly disrupted due to the pandemic. But as you can imagine, even before the pandemic, there were many children who have a hard time accessing any of these things that a lot of our kids here take for granted. And now that we've also experienced disruptions with children not being in school, et cetera, you know, it really, I think we can empathize of what it feels like, you know, to have some of these things that you rely on so heavily as a child to just make your child, you know, your childhood normal and happy and, to have those things taken away from you. One can only imagine, you know, what other children are also going through and how, in some cases, some of these things remain disrupted. They have not come back. And, you know, there's still millions of children that are out of school, have never gone back. You know, we're seeing rises in malnutrition in many cases as food systems have been disrupted because of the pandemic. We know that a lot of children are not getting routine healthcare because all of the resources are going towards fighting the pandemic. And that means that children and women are often the first groups that lose access to healthcare when that kind of thing happens. So we have a lot of work to do. And, you know, children to me are, you know, not only the key for today, but this is a great way, exactly what you were talking about, to kind of, you know, develop and encourage a whole new group of philanthropists. You know, this is a great teaching opportunity for parents with their children. And if children get used to doing this very early on, you know, it becomes part of who they are and they take that into adulthood, which I think is just such a great thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Maybe I'll try and incentivize her to, like, every dollar you get one piece of candy.
Yeah. Yes.
So she really pushes the agenda.
Yes.
That she's trying to raise money.
Absolutely.
She'll forget. She'll be like, "Oh, candy." Do you have any tips for getting the kids to raise money?
Sure. Well, I mean, grandparents are a great place to start. They often want to encourage this type of behavior. But no, I mean, I think again, you know, I think there's a number of things. We, you know, it's harder during COVID to do things like bake sales, et cetera, but we do have some families that are doing garage sales. We do have families who announce to everyone what their walking goal will be. So it really is a true walkathon. So, you know, families are invited to walk any way they want to during Halloween. But the reality is that you can actually set a goal for your family and have people sponsor you to achieve that goal. Last year, I have twin girls, and they decided that their goal was going to be 3.5K. So we filmed it. We filmed them doing it and, you know, showed it to people and got them to get to support them. So there's also, you know, you can really just ask, which I think a lot of people are looking to support great initiatives like this. So in our case, you know, there's nothing that says, you know, please open your pocketbook than a child coming and actually talking about it. So, you know, spending some time with your child as to what they're doing and why they're doing it can often be incredibly powerful as well. In the case of one of my children, it was their birthday. So believe it or not, they actually said, "No, you know what? I'm going to raise money for UNICEF instead of getting birthday presents." And they ended up raising a lot of money that way.
It's amazing. That's so nice. Yeah, I mean, just sort of thinking about going door to door with with the QR code on Halloween, maybe if it's like an old, I don't want to sort of generalize, but, you know, an old deer with, you know, her little half moon specs on, maybe don't ask her about the QR code because it's just going to confuse her. And
that's right. Yes. Yes. Yeah, it would have to be someone who understands, you know, that you need to take a picture of it and all of that kind of stuff for sure. But that doesn't, I mean, hopefully, you know, your neighbor might have an email address, and then you can, you know, she, if she feels comfortable, can also donate through your fundraising page as well.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Amazing. I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a really good little sort of experiment for her to show off and show the QR code. Actually, she wanted to wear it today to school. But
you know what? That's not a bad idea, though, right? Like, let her get really excited and tell other kids about it. You know, I think if she's excited about it, I think that's amazing. That's amazing that if that's the case, because that means, we're getting her into her Halloween walkathon, which is great.
Yeah, yeah, we're really looking forward to it. We keep having to try and not allow her to wear the costume around the house, because I know she's just going to ruin it and break the whole little fluffy tail. And I know the cat's going to get it, and it's just going to be a whole thing. Yeah, amazing. Okay. Thank you, Rowena. I really appreciate it. And so just to wrap up, what's the final date for all the donations and things to go into the official tally?
Well, you can donate up until Halloween, and you know, the fundraising pages will be open for at least a little bit of time after that. So, you know, if there's people that you do meet at your door and they're like, you know what, we would actually prefer, just send us your email fundraising page. Email us your fundraising page, and we'll donate that way. You can do that as well. But if you want to get the great little package and the lanyard that your daughter is so proud of, you do need to sign up by October 18th. And that will also give you some good time to actually do some fundraising leading up to Halloween. So it's worthwhile.
It certainly is. Thank you, Rowena. I really appreciate it. And thanks for including me in the UNICEF walkathon as well.
We're so happy you're working with us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's great. I can't wait. Okay, thanks, and have a great rest of the day.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Bye.